The Bob Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620. WRJZ.
I'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Fridays.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, good morning and welcome in. It's now 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5. Money. Hallelujah.
Thank God it's...
So glad to have you along. We're glad you pulled up a chair to join us on Friday. That's right.
Thank God it's...
This is Beat Gator Week, as you know. That's right. Some people call it Gator Hater Week. We don't do the hating. See, we can whoop up on the Gators and not hate them. Yeah, especially if we whoop on them good enough. I'm calling it 38-28 Tennessee. That's what I'm saying. 38-28 Tennessee. I don't give scores for anything other than entertainment purposes. We don't bet here. That's FanDuel, DraftKings, all that stuff. No. We don't mess with it. It's not a part of our world. And that doesn't mean we're better than everybody. It's just we just don't. We just enjoy football. You enjoy what a bunch of 18 to 22-year-old young men are going to do. That's what you're going to do. Who've worked hard all spring and summer and all through the year, many of them, to really circle the date of this game tomorrow. And it's going to be on the Vol Network, of course, on CBS 3:30. There's a lot of Gator fans in town. I don't want you treating them bad. I want you treating them good. They should be treated well before they get their whooping. You know what I'm saying? They should be treated good before they get their whooping. You don't need to treat them bad, then whoop them. Treat them nice, and then treat them nice after the whooping. All right, Joy 620W. I was going to call John Nasby. I may call a Gator fan later today. What'd you think about that, Dave? What if I called a local Gator fan, somebody that I know is a big Gator fan? I may do it. It's 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. Here's today's thought. Yes, I have them occasionally. Actually, this one comes from a guy named Sean Rawls. A fact is information minus emotion. An opinion is information plus experience. Ignorance is an opinion lacking information. And stupidity is an opinion that ignores a fact. It's a good one, isn't it? I thought that's a right or downer. From Joy 620, WRJZ, it's the Bob Bell Show. Tonight, Grace Christian Academy travels to Chattanooga to play Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish with a record of 1-3. Grace with a record of 2-2. We'll battle it out. It's the first region game for GCA. They'll play against Webb, we believe, next Thursday. We're going to check our calendar and make sure it's next Thursday. But tonight's the night. So we'll head out to Chattanooga this afternoon and hopefully make it all the way through the various exits like 7 and 6 and 5 down there in Chattanooga, where it gets pretty crazy around 5 o'clock, just like it does anywhere else. But when you're not in your own hometown at 5 o'clock, it's a little scarier. You get a little nervous. Am I going to be able to set up the equipment on time? You know, all that stuff takes place. Meanwhile, Dave's waiting up here after a crossroads with Jenny going, is he going to call? Is he going to call? Is he going to call? No, we'll be here by the grace of God. So I hope your weekend is playing. Isn't it beautiful out there? 55 degrees our temperature in Carnes, 56 here in downtown Knoxville. It's just gorgeous. So much less humidity. It really does feel like fall. The pumpkin spice girl, we've notified her. That's our news girl, Tanya Stout Brown. Now, listen, we say news girl. We don't mean that pejoratively. We acknowledge her as a female created by God. She is married to a male, a wonderful young man that she's been married to for a number of years. But when we say that she's the pumpkin spice girl, she cannot wait for days like this to break out the pumpkin spice coffee and just revel in everything pumpkin spicery. So she's pumpkin spiced up today as she does the news. If you hear a little extra enthusiasm in her voice, that's why. She knows what she's doing. So we're going to have a great time throughout the day. Don Hawkins, our afternoon guy, is going to join us. Also, the voice of encouragement on Saturday nights, many cases. Not this Saturday night, because we'll have Carson Newman Eagle football from Lenore Ryan. Yeah, LR. Got to go play the LRs, the Lions. Like I said, the what? Yeah, like I said, the Bears. Lions and Tigers and Bears, hope high. It's the Bears. The Bears.
Well, look at it this way. At least they can play with the Bears without the Ranger getting involved.
That's
in
right. Hey, boo-boo. You smarter than the average bear?
Yeah, I would be
surprised. I thought I'd like a little fried chicken on a picnic.
I would be surprised if they didn't have two guys on the team named Yogi and Boo-Boo.
The Bears. Well, anyway, Lenore Ryan's pretty good. Carson Newman's, what, 1-2? One win, two losses so far this year. 1-2. They need a win. They need a win. Yeah, they've got one win. No, I think they're 1-2. Check and make sure. Yeah, they're 1-2. 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll have Andy Griffith Show trivia a little bit later on. Chance for you to win a free oil change from Fred's Alignment and much, much more. In the meantime, it's time for today's edition of The Time Capsule.
I hope you had the time of your life.
Rewind.
I hope you had the time of your life.
One more time. Yeah, there it is. Anyway, it's time now for the time capsule, brought to you by the one and only letter T for time. There you go. Friday, September 23rd, 266th day of the year, 99 days remaining. Just 92 days till Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's Checkers Day. Checkers the dog was a Cocker Spaniel belonging to former President Richard M. Nixon. He was not a crook. No, that dog was absolutely the picture of integrity. He was not a crook. The presidential dog was different than him and her. Lyndon B. Johnson's beagles, Ronald Reagan's two dogs, Lucky and Rex, George Bush's pet dog, Millie, or even Bill Clinton's buddy. I miss old buddy. Abraham Lincoln had a dog named Fido, for sure. Harry S. Truman had two dogs, Mike and Feller. And Dwight D. Eisenhower had Heidi. They were never part of the political controversy, but Checkers was. A subject of a speech given by Richard Nixon in 1952, when he also was running for vice president with Ike. A candidate for vice president, televised speech, 1952. Not a lot of televisions were on to see it, but it was a televised speech in which he mentioned his dog several times, and it became known as the Checkers speech. How about that? Meanwhile, 1779, you heard the expression, I have not yet begun to fight. Well, that comes, if you don't know, from John Paul Jones, who said those words. He spoke them in the Revolutionary War battle when, as commander of the American ship, warship Bonhomme Richard, he led to victory over the British warship HMS Serapis on this date in 1779. Now you know the rest of the story. All right? So also, the Jetsons premiered on this date on ABC television in 1962. Noting that we were all supposed to be flying around in cars by now. There are some things that are right, though. They had telemedicine right. Taking pictures, you know, on the telephone, that was good.
Meet George Jetson.
I'm Rory George.
His boy, Elroy.
It was a color program produced by Hanna-Barbera cartoon series.
Daughter Judy.
It was a futuristic mirror image of the Flintstones, kinda.
Jane, his wife.
By the way, Jane Jetson was played by Penny Singleton. I love her. George O'Hanlon was George Jetson. And get this, the series only actually ran for 1 year, through September 1963. Now, that's weird. But then it was reproduced again on Saturday morning television later. But it only ran on primetime for 1 year. On this date in 1967, in music history, it was in Memphis, Tennessee. The number one song of the nation was The Letter from the Box Tops. You remember this one, don't you? I love it. The song was number one for 4 weeks.
Time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm a going.
The box tops the letter. Stayed on the charts for 13 weeks.
Got to get back.
It was reorganized after that first hit, but it never made it to number one again. Hey, one time is enough, though. I'd make you enough money. It was the birth date also of William Holmes McGuffey. You ever heard of the McGuffey Reader? 122 million copies sold as of 1999. That was 23 years ago. Educator William McGuffey, born in the state in 1800. The first president of the Ohio University. I started to say Ohio State. No, not a Buckeye. Walter Pidgeon of Mrs. Miniver, 1897. Happy birthday to you. And Mickey Rooney, ladies and gentlemen, of the Andy Hardy series, was born on this date 102 years ago. His name was Joe Yule Jr., Y-U-L-E. That was his actual name, Mickey Rooney, Joe Yule Jr. Will Rogers Follies, Boys Town, Captain Courageous, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and much, much more, including Andy Hardy. Happy birthday to Mickey Rooney, the great one. Coming up in just a few moments, one of the great all-time hits from one of the all-great time geniuses in music and a Grammy Award winner. When we return on Time Capsule, I am Bob Bell. More coming up on Joy 620 WRJZ, including traffic and weather together next.
You are listening to The Bob Bell Show.
I have come here to chew bubblegum.
If you give him time, he starts to make sense.
Kind of.
On Joy 620 WRJZ.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's Ray Charles' birthday.
That's
right.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
Ray Charles Robinson is his actual name. The genius, Grammy Award-winning singer. That's right.
Don't you come back no more.
Hit the Road Jack was in 1961, by the way. Right before I Can't Stop Loving You. He had a lot of hits right in that era.
Oh, woman, oh, treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
Ray Charles, born in the state in 1930, died in 2004. Love that guy, love his voice. It's also the birth date of Les McCann. Les McCann, the musician and the singer, turns 87 today. He had a hit with Compared to What? And Bang Bang, Cold Duck. Wait a minute. When I was an alcoholic, wasn't Cold Duck something I drank? I don't know. Thank goodness I don't remember that much anymore from being an alcoholic. Les McCann, Compared to What? That's good stuff right there. 87 today is Les McCann. Football, Baltimore Colts tackle Bob Vogel has a birthday today, turning 81. Also turning 79 today, from the Lovin' Spoonful, Steve Boone. Steve Boone turned 79 today. Joy 620 WRJZ.
Magic in a young girl's heart. How the music can free her whenever it starts.
Ain't that the truth?
Magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie.
So happy birthday, Steve Boone.
The magic and the free of soul. Like
also had a big hit with You Didn't Have to Be So Nice, Daydream. The bass player for the Lovin' Spoonful, 79. Also, happy birthday goes out to Julio Iglesias, who turned 79 today. I remember playing this for the first time back in the 80s when I started my illustrious career. And he was singing this one with Willie Nelson.
All the girls I've loved before.
And I thought, it sounds like they're in a washroom in Tijuana.
We travel in
Well, it does.
I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this.
It sounds like they stopped at a pilot flying J. You know?
I've loved before.
All the girls I've loved before. Here we go.
All the girls I once caressed.
All the girls I once
caressed.
Julio Iglesias, 79 today. Happy birthday, Julio. Glad you're with us.
All the girls I've loved
I started to do Ronald Bushy's birthday from Iron Butterfly, but we just played in Agata De Vida a few days ago. So, Ronald Bushy, happy birthday to you. But we're not playing that again. I don't know. That just gets old after a while, you know. In Agata De Vida, baby. I know, you may love it. But Ronald Bushy is 77. So is Paul Peterson from the Donna Reed Show, turning 77 today on the celebrity birthday list. Remember watching the opening of the Donna Reed Show? I said that is one of the most beautiful ladies in the world. She's a lady, too. Paul Peterson, one of the characters, also was on the Mickey Mouse Club. And he also was one of the writers of It's a Wonderful Life, which I did not know that. But he's just 77. Young. Also, happy birthday number 75 goes out to Mary Kay Place. Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. Emmy Award-winning actress.
Mary Hartman! Mary Hartman!
It is kind of cheesy, isn't it? I think they meant for it to be. For sure. 1976 and 77, she won an Emmy Award for that. She also starred in Forever Fernwood, which was, you know, a spinoff. Remember Fernwood Tonight and all that stuff? It was. And she was in The Big Chill. Also, she sang Baby Boy. She was a singer. I didn't know that. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, has a birthday today. He turns 73 this morning. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. USA and Born to Run and Hungry Heart and Dancing in the Dark and Cover Me and all that stuff. Glory Days. Born to the USA is one of my favorites. Yep, Joy 620 WRJZ. 627 in the morning. June Forrester of the Forrester Sisters turned 66 today. Oh, yeah. The Forrester Sisters had a big hit with this one, one of the first big hits they had. As I remember playing this for the first time at the old WSEV in Sevierville. Man, that was a million years ago. I Fell in Love Again last night with June Forrester.
I fell in love again last night.
Yeah, man. That was a good one. One of their biggest hits was Alone and Lonely Alone.
You got me right.
And You Again. When You're in Love, Just in Case. And Men. Yeah. June Forrester, 66. Marvelous Marvin Lewis turned 64. NFL linebacker coach, Pittsburgh Steelers defensive coordinator. Marvin Lewis, also a defensive coordinator of the Washington Redskins and head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. From 2003 to 2018, they tried with him, but he didn't get very far. Jason Alexander is 63 today on the celebrity birthday list. Ah, the doctrine of George Costanza. I once had a pastor who preached that message, the doctrine of George Costanza. I thought it was interesting. You know, before that, he actually starred in ER. Yeah, he did. Also, happy birthday goes out to John Harbaugh, head coach to the Baltimore Ravens. Turned 60 today on the celebrity birthday list. Kim Pardue from Remember the Titans is 47. Was that one of the little girls? Was that the little girl? Could have been. If she was born in 1975, I bet it was. Remember the Titans, one of the best movies, though, for sports, for sure. And finally, happy birthday goes out to Aubrey Dollar from Point Pleasant, turning 42 today on the celebrity birthday list. Woman's Murder Club and Bobbing for Apples. She was in a lot of violent stuff. Murderous Intent. Children of the Corn 2, The Final Sacrifice. So happy birthday, Aubrey Dollar. For Joy 620 WRJZ, that rounds out today's. I know. Time capsule is completed. It's going to be great. Don Hawkins joining us in about an hour from now. We'll also have, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Griffith Show trivia. A chance for you to win a couple of backyard burgers, a free oil change from Fred's Alignment Plus, I think I'll throw in Stephen Arterburn's Healing is a Choice, new book updated. From the station committed to help you grow in the faith. You can't believe what I'm going to tell you in about 20 minutes during You've Got to Be Kidding. It'll be a it's a Babylon Bee headline, but it actually is true. Because I heard her say this. What did she say and who is she? And why do we care? Well, there's a reason. It's time now for the latest news. One of my favorite fans of fall is here. That's right, the one and only Pumpkin Spice Tanya Stout Brown with the news. She's also an award-winning newscaster. All the news fit to be heard, brought to you by Fleet Tire on Woodland Avenue, is next.
Bob Bell, the man who will speak at any men's breakfast as long as the eggs are hot.
As a matter of fact, I think I get to do a men's breakfast on Saturday, October 1. Joy 620, WRJZ. It'll be at Mount Harmony Baptist Church at 8 o'clock in the morning. Exit 398 as we take a free ride by the grace of God. Through His love and through His shed blood on the cross, we depend on Him for salvation and cleansing and eternity and all that goes with it. He is King of Kings. I hope you got a smile on your face by now. That's right. The fall equinox has arrived as of 9.03 p.m. last night. It's just gorgeous. It's just fantastic. Is it not nice out there when you step out? No wonder Tanya Stout Brown's in a pumpkin spice everything right now. No wonder. She should be. It is finally time. Now, here's the fun thing, is my friend Tanya started talking about pumpkin spice back in, well, to be honest with you, in about July. People like Tanya Stout Brown, who is a marvelous individual and a godly woman and a wonderful wife and a wonderful mom to her girls, but people like Tanya Stout Brown start thinking of fall about mid-June, about the first time it gets to be, 98 degrees. She had a couple of those days here. You know, I don't think we got over 100. We had a feels-like temperature of over 100. That's not a temperature. That's a combination of humidity and so forth. But I don't think we had an air temperature of over 100 here this year. I could be wrong. And there could be some place in East Tennessee that might have hit 100 the day we hit 98. I think we did hit 98 once. So as far as being a really, really hot summer, what it was, it really wasn't. We had a few dog days, and we had a few days of 90 strung together, especially back in August, and particularly in the latter part of July. But you know, one thing I noticed too, very few hurricanes. Now, we have a Hurricane Fiona that has wreaked havoc throughout parts of the Caribbean and the Eastern Caribbean, especially headed toward Bermuda right now. Well, that's way east of here, and that's way offshore. But as far as affecting the United States, not much. There is a tropical depression that could affect East Texas and part of Louisiana in the Gulf. There's that. But it's not just not a whole lot of extreme weather this summer. The global climate disruption people are having a conniption fit over this. And what they'll say eventually is this. The reason we're not having too many hurricanes yet this season, which it's still in hurricane season now. We're in September. It goes all the way through the month of October. And one of our worst hurricanes that we had that affected us, even all the way up here in Knoxville, was Hurricane Opal way back when. There were reports in the state of Tennessee, listen to this, after Hurricane Opal, that winds and funnel clouds and funnel winds and miniature little bitty tornadoes that actually picked up fish from the Gulf of Mexico and deposited some of those fish in East Tennessee. I'm talking about on dry land. And I declare, I think I saw it. I think I remembered that. This is back in the early 2000s when Hurricane Opal did her thing. Might have been the late 1990s. I can't remember. But it was interesting. It was a phenom that I asked Matt Hinkin about, and he told me. By the way, continue to pray for Matt as he battles against Parkinson's disease, but also Just recently diagnosed with another cold, which he doesn't need, but pray for him. He's working so hard to stay active, and I praise God for him. In the 30 years he served us and the joy he still brings us, I love Matt. He can always will. He's a good friend of mine. But pray for him, would you? 641 at Joy 620, WRJZ. Then we have this from the state of California. They have voted, in case you didn't know, to outlaw the sale of gasoline automobiles of any kind by the year 2035. Now, folks, that's only 13 years away. To outlaw the sale of any kind of gasoline-powered vehicle by 2035. And now they're ordering people who have electric vehicles now to only charge their vehicles at a certain time of the night because they're having difficulty supplying electricity to their grid. Because in California, a once tremendous state, and there are many parts of the state that still is, in California, they're almost living like a third world country. When you have a lack of leadership, as they do in Gavin Newsom, and he is a lack of leadership, that's a sign of a lack of leadership, you have these problems. You have pretty much a third world country. You have a place where violence has ramped up in a beautiful place like San Francisco. I love San Francisco. It's a gorgeous place. I've been there. A lot of tourists don't go there anymore because you can't be safe in a lot of areas of San Francisco anymore. You could 20 years ago. You could 7 or 8 years ago. But with the type of leadership they've had there over the last couple of decades, it's not safe. Some places in California are safer than others. Other parts of Los Angeles, not very safe at all either. And we're not talking about South Central. We're just talking about other parts of Los Angeles that have been safe for tourists, by and large, over the last 50 years, are not safe now. It's killing their industry. It's killing their tourism. You know, if you want to go to California, I would go to Truckee, California. I'd go to someplace up in the mountains near Lake Tahoe and places like that. Near the border. That's that border, that is. San Diego, maybe still a nice place. That's one of the nicest places I've been in California. But it breaks my heart. There's also some marvelous people there, too. There really are. There have been. But we're also happy to say that a lot of those marvelous people have moved here. Welcome. I met some more of them just the other day. Welcome. Please don't bring that stuff here. I'm talking about the attitude. But I think most of the people are moving here just for that reason, to escape that type of attitude, that type of leadership. So they come to appreciate the fact that people are held accountable here for their actions, for the most part. They still need to be, but for the most part. But here's a state with electricity problems, ordering people when they can plug in their electric cars, and eventually cutting off gasoline-powered vehicles, or at least the sales thereof, over the next 13 years. That's just heartbreaking, and there's no need for it. You can get oil safely and cleanly from Earth. You can get natural gas safely and cleanly from Earth. Yeah. Well, it may smell a little bit, but it's still safe and clean. Traffic and weather together coming up. By the way, brought to you in part by Beatty Chevrolet. It's always better at Beatty. Ask him about it. Tell him Bob Bell sent you in to test drive one of their pre-owned vehicles at Beatty Chevrolet. It is now 55 degrees at Joy 620.
And now a word of warning.
You're listening to The Bob Bell Show.
You've been duly warned.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
Working for a living, never had a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Good morning. It's now 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock at Joy 620. WRJZ, it's The Bob Bell Show.
Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent.
Here we are. That's what we're doing on this Friday.
Working for a living.
They're trying to prepare gator at several restaurants today.
What they're giving, because I'm working for a living.
Be sure and tip your server if they bring you gator. Remember, they had to touch that nasty stuff first. Joy 620 WRJZ. It's now 8 minutes away from 7, around 55 degrees, our temperature. If you're in Powell, it's 53. If you're up there in Clinton, it's 52. Kingston has 51 this morning. Kingston, Tennessee. Where we have 90.1 The Bridge, our sister station over there. Love those people. 90.1 The Bridge, playing really great music. Inspirational and contemporary Christian. It's wonderful. Anyway, a lot of people are trying to eat gator. I have to agree with my friend Phil Williams. I've got no desire to eat gator. That stuff, I just want to beat them. That's it. Don't eat them, just beat them. Just whoop them. Now, be nice to the gator fans before and after they're whooping, okay? Now, I say this, I'm putting myself out on a real plank here. Because I'm thinking that one out of 17 times has Tennessee beaten the Gators of the last 17 years. One out of 17 times. That's it. That ain't good. And there's been some times when the Florida Gators have clearly had the better team. I think last year they had the overall better team at the time we played them. Now, after that, for some reason, the Florida Gators disintegrated. And Dan Mullins of the Florida Gators got fired, and I'm still scratching my head over that one. They should not have gotten rid of that guy. I really don't think so. But they did, and they got Billy Napier, and he's a good coach. But he's I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's working with. Anyhow, from what I see on paper, I would pick Tennessee by 10, 38-28. That's me. But don't do anything that I say, and especially don't bet. That's the dumbest thing. Why are you betting on what 18 to 22-year-old guys are going to do? Why are you betting at all? I'm serious. I know it's a big, big thing, and in sports radio it's the big thing, and that's up to them. That doesn't make me a better person than them. I'm not doing the high horse thing. I'm just saying, come on. If you're just throwing away money. Now, if you got money you just want to throw away, okay, I guess you could do that. And you want to benefit some people in the betting industry. Because Lord knows they need it. the poor babies are going to starve if you don't do your betting. No, hopefully I'll watch the game tomorrow afternoon, be pleased and tickle pink and all that good stuff. 6:55, it's time now for today's You Have Got to Be Kidding.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? In their right mind is going to believe this?
You've got to be kidding.
They stole my kitty cat bracelet.
Here's the biggest one. I actually heard live in a news report yesterday, and I'm serious about this. Stacey Abrams, running for governor in the state of Georgia, is trailing the current Georgia governor, Kemp, by about 8 percentage points right now. And she's fallen behind a little bit more over the last several weeks, and she's getting desperate. So she goes on either The View or some other talk show, I can't remember what it was, and she literally tells people that the heartbeat sound they're hearing on some of the ultrasound pictures that are taken and things that are heard in a woman's womb, the heartbeat sound they're hearing is actually fake. I'm serious. She actually said that. That it's designed to keep men in charge of women's bodies. I was explaining this to my wife yesterday. You should have seen Meg's face when I told her that a woman literally said the heartbeat sound you're hearing sometimes in some of these scans that are done on pregnant women, the heartbeat scans are fake. Like the heartbeat scans that I heard of my grandchildren before they were born. I heard them. There actually was a recording that I actually had. And now they're living people. Well, they were living people then, too. Anyway, Stacey Abrams, candidate for Georgia governor, says it's all fake and it's all a ruse meant to fool you. Now to something a little bit more fun. In honor of Gator Week, an Illinois water park marked the end of summer by letting one last visitor float along the lazy river. It was an alligator. The Scoville Zoo bought a 39-year-old alligator, 39 years old, to Splash Cove in Decatur to officially become the last visitor to the park to float on the lazy river for the summer. Splash Cove officials said the last human visitors were at the park several weeks ago, allowing enough chlorine to naturally burn off the water so that the water would be safe for the gator, the reptile, to swim in. A video posted to Facebook by the Scoville Zoo shows G floating in the lazy river and crawling along the bottom of the water, just having himself a great time. G, don't come to Knoxville this week. Ain't your day. A Florida's highway was littered with hundreds of cans of beer. That's Florida. This was last Wednesday morning as a result of a crash involving five semis and a pickup. Florida Highway Patrol said two semi-trucks stopped on Interstate 75 in Hernando County. I've been around there. Around 6 a.m. Wednesday, after one of the vehicles rear-ended the other, and three other semi-trucks and a pickup truck then became involved. It was a chain reaction. The last semi-truck to strike the stopped vehicles ended up spilling a load of Coors beer on the roadway. What's it doing there? That's supposed to be cold brewed in Colorado. Huh. Anyway, I wonder if they had Paul Williams there. Or perhaps they had Buford T. Justice chasing them. I don't know. Anyway, meanwhile, this is hilarious. Gary Ruff, Ruff is his actual name, revealed his weapon of choice. It was covered in a black sock at a female worker in Lambrokes in Chettleston, demanded cash. What he saw was he actually had a cucumber that was shaped like a gun. And she refused. Mr. Ruff was pinned down by the officer quickly and arrested. He told police that it was all a joke before asking, "Am I getting to go to jail for this?" The answer was a resounding yes from the police officer. He was jailed at High Court in Glasgow in 2014. He admitted assault with intent to rob with a cucumber. That's right. And finally, a retired couple from Lancashire returned home from their holiday. You can tell this is a British written report. From holiday. Also in 2014, over 8 years ago, to find a burglar asleep in their bed. Martin Hotby and Pat Dyson were so shocked to find Lukacs, I'm not even going to try to say Chinowski, having a quiet nap. But he also had done their dishes for them. He had washed some of his own underbreeches. And then he had purchased some groceries. He was kind of home alone, like Kevin McAllister, you know? House was too tidy when they left for their trip. Well, it was too tidy when they came back. Actually, they said when they left for their trip, it wasn't tidy at all. It was kind of messed up. But the Polish-born Chinowski had taken time to tidy up as he came home. Beautiful. 7 o'clock now, Joy 620, WRJZ Knoxville. Miss Pumpkin Spice herself, Tanya Stout Brown, has a look at all the news fit to be heard. Brought to you by Fox Toyota in Clinton. Also, we'll have Fox News, sponsored by Fox Toyota.